educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Let me welcome them, Master.
And now let's go on location.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Edward Hyde? So you are Edward Hyde?
Entirely at your service, sir.
Give him a pint of his own medicine.
No. Keep back. Winter, doctor. I think we'd better get the child back to her parents as soon as possible and deal with this gentleman afterwards.
I think you're right. This crowd has got an ugly look, and the man himself doesn't help matters. Had you ever seen such a face in all your life? I'm not by nature an emotional man, but I tell you truly, it's all I can do to keep my hands off him.
Me too. It's just as well he didn't struggle when I ran after him and caught him. I'd have had a job to keep myself from strangling him.
Come along, then. Let's get out of this. Does anyone know where the child lives?
Yes, the fourth house on the right in the next street.
All right, then. Now, you'd best get back to your homes. We'll look after the child and see she gets her desserts. I'm a lawyer, and my friend here is a well-known businessman. You can rely on us.
You can call on me, mister, if you want a witness. I saw the whole thing happen. Struck her down, he did, without the least provocation.
Good. Give Mr. Winter your name and address, and we'll call on you if we need you.
What's all this fuss of witnesses? I'll pay you what you want and make an end to it.
You'll pay all right, my friend. And a tidy sum it'll be if I have my way.
How much do you think I'll have to pay for my night's entertainment? From the state of the child's dress, I gather they're not well off. What do you think? I'd say to £50.
In a few moments, we'll be at the child's house, and then you can find out.
I don't want to see them. No gentleman wishes to be involved in a scene of that sort. Come, name your figure, and I'll pay.
Double the amount you named would be nearer the mark, I'd say.
£100 for a few bruises and a bit of a fright. I'd no idea the sensibilities of the English poorer classes were so costly.
Less of your insolence, sir. Or you'll go to the police station, as you well deserve.
No, don't do that. I'll pay. Come with me and I'll get the money right away.
Where do you want me to go?
Not far from here. I'll have to get you a check. You wouldn't expect me to have that amount of money in my pocket, would you?
No, I don't suppose you would. Winter?
Yes?
This man has agreed to pay £100 if nothing more is said about what happened tonight.
And so he should.
Will you and the doctor go with the child while I go with him to get the check?
Will you come back?
As soon as I get the money and make sure of its bona fides.
How will you do that?
By keeping him in sight until the bank opens and it's cashed, if necessary.
All right, then. We'll wait. Come along, doctor. This is the place, I think.
Lead the way, Hyde, and no tricks, or it'll be the worst for you. Why... this is Dr. Jekyll's house.
Well, I know it is.
You have a key to it?
The doctor has confidence in me, you see.
I see very little and nothing that gives me confidence.
I'll light a lamp and then you can sit and make yourself comfortable. I'll not be long.
Why have you come here to get the money you want?
Henry and I are true friends. His purse is mine and mine is his.
I regret to hear you say so. Well, go. And let's be done with this sorry business.
Mr. Utterson. Mr. Utterson.
I must have fallen asleep.
I think you did.
What time is it at all?
Nearly 2:00.
And I've been here all this time. However could I have done such a thing? What will the others be thinking?
Oh, you mean Mr. Winter and the doctor who took care of the child?
You know all about tonight's business, then?
Yes, I know.
Henry, What in heaven's name have you got to do with this creature Hyde?
I can't explain. Oh, here's the check. He asked me to give it to you.
Signed in your name?
Yes. He felt that you might have some doubts about the validity of one signed by himself.
Is that the true reason?
Well, what other could there be?
A dozen. This man has some power over you. He's blackmailing you. Is that it?
No, it isn't that.
What is it then? Henry, I demand an answer. Do you know why it was that I happened to be in the vicinity of your house tonight?
No.
I intended to come in if I saw a light burning. I had a talk with Margaret after dinner tonight. She won my consent to your marriage.
You've agreed?
I did. Not that I feel any happier over it, but because I had nothing really positive against you. And on my way to tell you so, I witnessed this hideous deed committed by one whom you claim as a friend. A crime you are willing to cloak with money, paid from your own account. What am I to think?
Well, there is one thing I want you to know. Hyde has no power over me. Rather, the reverse is the case. The moment I choose, I can be rid of him. I can blot him out of my life as though he had never existed.
Then do it. Do it, man, before it's too late. If you don't, you'll regret it. The man is so evil, so vile in every way, that merest contact with him must mean contamination.
Yes. Yes, I fear I must. Tonight's episode has shaken me more than I can say. Whatever could have come over him, I can't imagine.
Sheer bestiality. Something that lies deep in his horrible soul. The man is capable of anything, even murder.
Murder? Murder?
Yes, I've sometimes thought that too. If he were to hate someone enough...
Please, God, I shall not be that person.
Please, God, you won't.
I must say there's no one like you, Henry, my boy, for putting on a tasty little dinner. Tell me, where did you get your cook?
My cook? She's married to Poole.
Oh, really? That's yes. Too much. No man should have the perfect butler and the perfect cook.
Well, my dear Lanyon, I'll go even further than that. I'm now going to get Poole to bring us some of the perfect brandy. I think we'll have it in the library. Poole...
Yes, sir. I've already put it there, and some of your special cigars.
By the way, I shall want you there for a few minutes. I want you to witness a signature.
Certainly, sir.
You may as well come right away, and that's the last I shall want of you for the night. Do you mind, Hugh?
What, witnessing a signature? Not a bit, not a bit.
I'll want you to. You see, it's my will.
Your will? Here I say... You're not getting morbid, are you?
Oh, no, but the fact is, I'm getting married and, I want to make some changes, you see.
Oh, why, of course, yes. How stupid of me. When's the happy event to be?
Oh, not for another few weeks. Margaret's away collecting her trousseau, and it seems that it takes some time.
Well, make the most of it, old boy. Make the most of it.
Well, I will. That's why I sent for you.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I say, that's fine. And do you know, Henry, I've been feeling a little poorly lately. So, what do you say to a little run over to the continent?
Over to the continent?
Yes. Paris is marvelous this time of the year.
Paris?
Ah, good old Paris.
You incurable libertine. Have you forgotten that I'm all but a married man? Besides, that's where Margaret's gone to buy her trousseau.
That does make it rather awkward.
Very.
Oh, but there's still Vienna. Oh, I say, tell you what, how about going to that village I told you about?
I was there for the autumn, but imagine what it will be like in the spring.
What's its name again?
Corovina.
Oh, yes.
You go to Innsbruck and then branch off on a little line almost as far as the Bremer Pass. Oh, what a country. What girls.
Mind now, here's Poole coming. You start getting him too excited, he mightn't be able to hold the pen.
Oh, Lord, yes, yes. There's that will, isn't there? Oh, where is the bally thing?
Here it is. Oh, come in, Poole, come in. I'd better sign first so that you can see me do it. Now, Hugh, if you'll sign there and Poole on that other line, it'll be done with.
Oh, just here. Oh, there you are.
Now you, Poole.
Here, sir.
That's right. Thank you. Now, I want you both to have a good look at me.
Look, but why? We've both seen you before.
Well, I want you to be able to certify that I'm in perfect health and of my right mind.
Henry, what's all this about? Are you anticipating that anyone will contest the will?
I'll tell you that later on. Would you that say that I'm quite sane, Poole?
Well, you look all right, sir.
Good for you, Poole. Never be deceived by appearances. And now, if you brought us in the coffee, that'll be all for tonight.
Thank you, sir. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Lennon.
Oh, good night, Poole. Now, I say, look here, Henry. What is the meaning of all this? Who's going to suggest that you aren't in your right mind?
Well, the terms of the will you've witnessed are a little peculiar. Just take a look at it while I pour you out some coffee.
Thanks.
Black or white?
White. Black, thank you. No sugar.
I'll warm the glasses near the fire a little before I pour the brandy. This is some special old brandy my father got as a present from one of the Rothschilds. He did him some sort of service once.
I say, it's none of my business, but who is this fellow Hyde?
Oh, just a friend of mine.
I should think he must be. According to what you've written here, he's to inherit more than £100,000.
Yes, my mother's entire fortune.
And then this business about your disappearance or unexplained absence for any period exceeding 3 calendar months.
In which case, Edward Hyde shall step into my shoes and assume my place.
Oh, now I begin to see why you wanted Poole and me to have a good look at you.
Yes, I thought you would.
And another thing. There's nothing here about Margaret.
Any will I might make now automatically becomes invalid when I marry. I will have to make another one. I had to make this because I don't know what might happen between now and my wedding day.
Look at the weather map, we see a cold front with forecasts of sub-zero temperatures, with tomorrow's forecast for continued mild. Continued mild? The expected frigid weather is due to a cold cold air masses moving down from Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
One, two, three, four. Oh, bother, I can't get that step right. One, two, three, and four.
Bravo, quite nice. Yeah.
Why do you come sneaking in like that? You got me a fright.
I like to take you by surprise. I often wonder what you do with yourself while I'm away.
What do you think I do?
It would be nice to think that you spend some of your time at the window eagerly watching for my return.
You? I spend most of it dreading the sound of your key in the door.
Well, you'll have a happy release from my presence for a while, my dear. I'm going away.
Going away?
Yeah, doesn't that please you?
Yes, it does.
There's one thing I always like about you, Hetty. You never pretend to do anything but hate me.
Why should I? Isn't everything about you hateful and vile?
Is it?
Everything, everything. I didn't think it was possible for anyone to be as low and beastly as you.
And yet I think you'll miss me while I'm gone.
Miss you?
Yes. Evil has a sort of horrid fascination about it, you know. At first it turns us sick. Then we have to look again just to make sure our eyes didn't deceive us. Then we keep on looking. And after a while we find we rather like the terrible sensations. It's like a strong drug. At first it's agony, and then we crave for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me put it this way. I believe that the beautiful face of Henry Jekyll would seem colorless after mine.
What can a beast like you know about Henry Jekyll?
I know he's going to be married in a few weeks' time.
Married? He's getting married?
Yes, to such a charming girl. She's in Paris now, buying her trousseau. That's why he and I are going away for a while. His last days of freedom, you know.
What? You and him going away together? Huh. He's out of his mind to be even seen with you.
He won't be seen with me. But we'll be together for all that. Together all the time. He'll not get away from me for one moment.
What do you mean? What power have you got over him? You're always hinting and suggesting things. You say you're his friend. You couldn't be a friend to anyone. You're too vile, too horrible. You've got him in your power, that's what it is. You make him give you money, pay for this place here. You're blackmailing him.
Blackmail. Blackmail. Who else accused me of that? Ah, yes, Mr. Utterson, the father of the young lady Henry's going to marry. I hate that man. Someday I'll square accounts with him.
Stop it. Don't look like that. I can't bear to look at you.
You needn't be afraid, Hetty, my dear. I'm not thinking of squaring accounts with you. Not yet. And that reminds me, while I'm away, you'll continue living here. I've arranged for you to get everything you want from the usual shops.
And what else?
What do you mean?
Well, aren't you going to lend me any money?
What do you want money for?
What if I want to go out?
I'm not going to lock you up.
You know what I mean. You've given me food and clothes while I've been here, but never a penny of money. I'm like a slave, that's what I am.
Or a prisoner. But I imagine this is a rather superior sort of jail. Still, if you prefer the other...
I'm not sure that I don't. Anything would be better than you.
Remember, you've got another 2 years of your original sentence to serve. And you'll get at least another 2 years for breaking out of jail the way you did.
Yeah, you've got me on over that.
Of course I have. And I can keep you here, or I can hand you over to the police... But just to prove that I can temper justice with mercy, I'm going to leave you this check for £100. It's yours, and you can spend it as you please.
£100?
Yes, it seems like a fortune, doesn't it? But don't deceive yourself. It won't take you far. You can run away if you like, but when you've spent your money, what'll you do then, eh? Don't forget your previous attempts to keep yourself.
I know. I know.
So you'll be here when I get back. Goodbye, my dear, darling little Hetty.
Take your hands off me. Get away, get away.
Oh, such passion. Well, I'd rather have it that way. Hate is a strong sensation. I know it well. I hate people too. Good people, wise people, hypocrites and liars. People who commit their sins in the dark and hope they won't be found out. Without the courage to be really good or really bad. Oh, I despise them.
Ah, stop your raving and get out of here if you're going. Go on, get out.
You're not little, Hetty. That's what I like about you. I've thrashed you, but you aren't coward. You hate me, but you're not afraid.
I do. If you only knew how much.
That's right. That's right. That's the look I like in your eyes. They're big and full of fire. Perhaps I'm making a mistake in going away. What can the fat peasant girls in Caravina have compared to you?
And where's Caravina?
In Austria, my dear. That's where I'm going for the festival in the spring.
Didn't see you lying there behind that tree.
It is warm here in the sun. The sheep are grazing peacefully on the side of the hill, so I thought I'd practice a new song for you.
I bought your mittagessen, fresh bread and cheese and some of Father's beer. He says it's very good this time.
Oh, let us try it then. Sit down beside me and talk a while. You haven't got to hurry away, have you?
Mother said I had to be back in time to help her with the baking. There's pies and buttercream and no end of things to be got ready for tomorrow.
Oh, let the other girls help her. I want you to stay with me. Come, sit on beside the grass here.
We are only betrothed, you know.
Oh, but this time next week we will be married. When you will be sorry to leave your father's inn and come to live in a shepherd's hut with me.
But you will not be a shepherd all your life. Your uncle said he would let you have the wool off his sheep this year for being such a good worker and looking after his flock so well.
Oh, but suppose he changed his mind, would you still marry me? Oh,
Franz, you know I would. I like you best of all the men in the village. I told you so.
Oh, there's no one like you, Gretel. Even that time when I went down to Linz for the big fair, I didn't see anyone as pretty as you, or with such long golden plaits of white skin. You'd be a beauty no matter where you were.
Well, I'm going to stay in Caravina and marry you because you're handsome and you dance well and you play me little songs on your flute and I love you.
Oh, that is as it should be. You wouldn't catch me marrying a girl whose heart didn't beat fast when I kissed her.
Franz, how many girls have you kissed?
Oh, dozens.
But I believe you did carry on with someone else when you were in Linz.
What makes you say that?
I noticed a difference in you when you came back.
Well, as long as I have improved.
Oh, you are a wretch. How do I know what you were up to? And all the time I was sitting waiting for you to come back. And not a soul to take a scrap of notice of me, because everybody knows I'm promised to you.
Do you think I am the strongest man in the district for nothing?
Franz, if you were ever jealous of me, would you beat me?
Would I beat you? No. Although I am so strong, I wouldn't beat you. I would never hurt a hair of your head, sweetheart. But you'd break me right in two if anybody ever came between us.
Oh, silly. As if that could be possible. Have we not been sweethearts ever since we were children? Do you remember how you used to carry my bag to school and do my sums for me when the teacher was not looking?
And how you embroidered me my first jacket to wear to church.
And how you danced with me almost all night at our first festival.
And you let me kiss you when I took you home. Do you remember that kiss, Gretchen?
I remember. Oi! What is that?
Hello. What is frightened the sheep? There must be a stranger about.
Yeah, I can see him. Look, coming round the side of the hill.
Why, it looks like a foreigner. I wonder what brings him here.
He might be that Englishman who was here last year.
Oh, no, this man is taller. We'll soon know. He's seen us. He's coming this way.
How does my hair look? I'm sure you've ruffled it and it looks terrible.
Oh, you look so beautiful with your cheeks as rosy and your eyes like stars that I think I'd better send you away before the stranger sees you.
Silly. Call him over.
Hello there.
Hello.
Where are you making for?
Is that Caravina down there in the valley below?
Yes, where have you come from?
Well, I've been on a walking tour. Do you think I could get a place to stay at in your village?
Well, there is the inn. Gretel's father is the owner. We have a room for you.
That's fine. How do I get down to it? Just follow this path?
There is a shorter way than that. I will take you down if you like.
Oh, but surely I can find it myself.
Will you just turn off where you reach that big rock about halfway down and takes you right to the center of the village?
Good, I'll go down then.
Do you plan to stay for a while?
Well, a friend of mine was here last year. He told me how beautiful it was.
Oh, you mean the Herr Dr. Lanyon?
Yes, that's right. So, you remember him, huh?
Remember him? Oh, he was charming, so gay and such a dancer. We all hoped he would come back again.
Well, he sent me instead. I hope I'll be able to make a good impression, too.
I Do not think you need worry about that, Mynheer.
Well, if you go right the way, you should go down and be in time for the midday meal. Gretel has just brought mine to me. Then don't let me keep you from it. I suppose I'll be seeing you later on.
We have our festival next week. You've come just at the right time.
At the right time for what?
For dancing, singing, all sorts of good times.
Oh, that's what I've come for, all sorts of good times. Well, goodbye until I see you again.
Goodbye?
Goodbye.
Who is he, I wonder? He's much better looking than Herr Lanyon.
All the same, I'd rather Herr Lanyon's red, good-natured face than this man's for all his good looks.
Well, Franz, what do you mean?
I don't know, but something about him makes me feel uneasy.